Brown gets berserk and busts the window at ABC Studios today. Guess which two VH1 basketball wives are threatening to quit the show? Amber Rose has a new job. Slim Thug, why are you being sued for pistol whipping a dude? Bravo is tired of NeNe leaks and she may be getting kicked off the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And what's up with this Usher sex tape? Next on the Stylistic Report. Hey, it's Miss Stylistic, and I'm back in tune with T-Mill, ready to update you all on the latest in Hollywood on BeStylistic.com. It's Tuesday, March 22nd, and it has been a mess in these streets, honey. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Y'all, the news of the century has finally happened. If you thought Chris Brown beating up Rihanna like Ike Turner was shocking, that story has nothing on what Chris Breeze did at ABC Studios today after his interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. Sources say he flipped out like a psychopath in his green room and threw a chair through the window and shattered it real bad, glasses all over the streets of New York. BeStylistic has a pic of that ignorant mess on the site so you could check it out. But what the hell is wrong with Chris Brown, you ask? Well, he said he's tired of people bringing up the past concerning his Rihanna incident. Like, get over it. You over here praising Charlie Sheen like he's not all an effed up person, snorting coke and bragging about it and doing all kind of mess. So why are you all up on him? He's trying to be a better person. But anyways, we're still trying to understand why Chris was so enraged, because he approved all of the Rihanna questions before the damn interview. So boy, what is your problem? Those anger management classes didn't help your ass at all. You need to go back. Or maybe he needs some Ritalin or something. What y'all think? Okay, so you all know Evelyn Lozada has threatened to quit VH1's Basketball Wives show after she saw that producers betrayed her and tipped Tammy Roman off that she slept with Tammy's husband, Kenny Anderson, way back in the day. Did you see the fight? It was a mess, and Evelyn deserved to get her weave pulled on this one. Even though Evelyn's already signed on for season 3, she threatened to quit the show if they don't up her pay to $20,000 an episode. Really, girl? Mind you, the going rate has been said to be only $7,500 per episode thus far. So did she just try it? Yeah, I think she did. Listen, bitch, you are not the star anymore now that they got Tammy acting a fool. Hello? But check this out. How about Tammy Roman is saying she didn't like how producers portrayed her to be crazy, and she's thinking about not coming back also. Wow, sounds like Tammy is delusional. I mean, if it weren't for her, this would have been the boringest season of the VH1 Basketball Wives. So thank you, Tammy, for keeping up all the drama. You are a crazy bitch, so own it. But guess what? That's not the only reason Tammy wants to leave, but you have to log on to BeStylistic.com right now to find out. Have you been missing Amber Rose? Well, say no more. Sirius XM and Jamie Foxx's Foxhole channel just signed her on with her very own radio show called Amber in the Roses. She tweeted via Twitter, "It's official. I have my own radio show coming soon on Foxhole Radio. Now people can finally get a dose of my spiciness." Really, girl? I've never known Amber Rose to have a personality, and really, have we heard this bitch say more than 5 words? So, girl, who's been planning yo Foxo to get that job? In other news, do you know that there is a guy named Clarence Evans who just filed a lawsuit against Slim Thug because Slim Thug became very Suge Knight-ish on him and pistol whipped his ass at a business meeting? BeStylistic has all the deets from the streets on this one, so get into it on the site. It's crazy, y'all. But hey, Slim, holler at me, because I need pistol whippers on my team too. Tell me your fee, boo. Okay, so you know NeNe Leakes has fallen out with like the entire cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, except for her pet friend Cynthia Bailey, right? Well, NeNe even fell out with everyone's favorite host, Bravo Andy, because her ego is out of control right now. This half of thing, she's Wendy Williams or Oprah or something, and none of these networks will function without her since she's on Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice. But now Bravo is tired of this bitch over here choking people up and acting like she runs things. So their goal for the next season is to slowly wean her off in the first 3 or 4 episodes. But it sounds like a NeNe spinoff may be coming out of this. What y'all think? Before I go, I gotta tell y'all this. You know that TMZ claimed that they got a print screen of a sex tape between Usher Raymond and his ex-wife Tamika Foster pleasuring each other. But the thing is, they said both Tamika and Usher were givers, meaning Tamika may have been actually using a strap-on dildo in this video. Now, of course, Tamika is denying that she's ever made a sex tape with Usher. But how about the number one porn company of the world, Craig, sent Usher a letter like, dude, we got your sex tape and it's safe with us. We know you wouldn't want this jizzling out. And if you know Vivid Entertainment, they're the ones who were responsible for releasing Kim Kardashian and Ray J's sex tape, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, Montana Fishburne's porn, and several other celebrities. So why do you think they're protecting Usher so hard? I'll tell you why, but you gotta log on to Be Stylistic and find out how this tape surfaced and how I feel about anal play with your man, ladies. Okay, my time is up. Log on to Be Stylistic every day for your daily dose of celeb biz, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a Be Stylistic because I am Miss Stylistic, and I'll see you on Thursday. The Stylistic Report is provided by Intune with T-Mill. Log on to tmillonline.com at 10:50 Eastern, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So get into it and subscribe to The Stylistic Report on iTunes now.